Good morning,
everybody.
We're so happy to be here on this Sunday morning. It is beautiful outside. Earlier this week, though, we've made this playlist when it was kind of like a little bit rainier weather, and Kayla's life was consumed by chemistry.
Consumed by chemistry, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's over now, and we have some cool music to play for you guys.
Yes,
today.
It's a little bit of a slower vibe than normal, even though we've only had one other radio show. This is a little bit more of a slow vibe, so.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We're excited to share some songs. So what's the first one, Kayla?
So we're going to start out by a really sweet song called Country by Rakima. It's a good one. So here we go.
Won't you hang round here just like you do? Like you've always done. Go on and let the light in. It's easier weather. Breeze, oh, remember that night when I kissed you on the cheek. You said it wasn't the same anymore. Thought I felt some pain before. Come on and let me in. Let's go on and start again. We could work it out. If you're around like you were last year, we could work it out. Just be around.
Song.
It's a cute one. So next we're gonna play a song called Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. It's really called Wunderbar.
What, I think it's Wunderbar, but in German it's
Wunderbar.
It's by Camp, which was a band introduced to me by my friends Maeve and Maya.
Wow, cute.
I think you're listening, Maeve, so shout out to you.
Isn't it like kinda like country?
Yeah, they're kind of
folky band.
And it's a really cute song, and this week, like Tessa said, I was in a library for so many hours.
So consumed by chemistry.
And I haven't had, like, a song obsession in a really long time. But for some reason, this song really just got me, and I actually think I listened to it maybe 45 times this week.
Yeah, we were playing music out loud in Kayla's room, and she probably played the song over and over again four times.
And I love the first line, so I just keep repeating it. Like, it's just so, the song's so good. Oh, so anyway,
cute.
We're gonna play it.
Hope you guys like it.
Here we go.
Don't say you love me if it's only 'cause you've run out of better things to say. Don't pretend you know me, I haven't shown you anything besides the clothes I wear in the light of day. And I wait for my true love, she is sailing on an emerald green ocean so far away. And I wait for the day she takes my hand and comes ashore and shows my heart rightful place. Standing on the notion that we're not in this together, we'll only end up getting us all killed. Soon as you can realize that we're all birds of a feather and the fox is in the White House on the hill. You can wait for your whole life on the man who said he'd save you. I can't speak to the times of late. Or you can go out into the world and wrap your arms around all the wunderbar love and grace.
Song. Kayla's really been obsessed with it.
Really been obsessed with it, yeah.
So this week, my obsession has been with this band called Rit Momney. Not Mitt Romney, Rit Momney. And I became obsessed with them probably like a few months ago, and then I rediscovered them this week, and I was like looking them up. I was like, I have to see them in concert. And I like just happened to find, like, they just happened to be coming through New York City and Philadelphia and DC all in the next like week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But we have break.
We're on spring break.
We're on spring break.
And they're fully sold out at every concert.
I'm so upset because it's so Dayglow, my other favorite band. Well, Dayglow is my favorite band, and Rit Momney is my new discovered favorite band. But Dayglow is supposed to be in New York City when I'm supposed to be in Massachusetts. So it's fine. I'm just going to cry.
So we will listen to them in full blast in our rooms and just...
I've been so depressed all week. I texted Kayla. I was like, I can't go. I can't go. But serious inquiries only. If you live in New York City, please let me stay with you so I can go see Dayglow.
And Rit.
Rit Momney. Rit Momney.
Anyway.
So this is my favorite song by them. It's called Something in General. Again, Rit Momney.
Something.
Something.
In general.
Yep. But it's kind of weird, a slower vibe. I'm incredibly obsessed with it. How did we describe the way we feel when we listen to
like
the song?
We're melting. Yeah.
Like literally, like when it hits right, like it is unbelievable. Like the power of music. Kayla and I are obsessed.
Yeah.
Obsessed with this feeling. And so I hope you guys all feel it too. All right, here's.
Can someone tell me why I'm still in the same place I've been? I don't get as much out as I think I put in. There's no promise I've heard that a life can't outlive. There's no for me to say, but please tell me what it is.
Again, so I hope you guys melted. I was vibing here. I always do. It's amazing. I hope you guys play it all the time. Oh, and also let us know what song makes you feel that way, so we can like add it to a future playlist or listen to it. Such a special feeling. The next song we're gonna play is another one of my favorites. It's called "Love in the Time of Socialism." Mm-hmm. It's kind of a like silly, but like also like slower song.
The album's called "A Carnival of Fears," which is kind of creepy.
Yeah, definitely not actually silly. but I think it's kind of funny that it's about socialism. But yeah, I hope you guys like it.
Here we go.
Thank you.
better off in Berlin, or as an artist muse in London, drifting from hand to hand. Maybe I was born to be a sailor, drop my anchors in Antigua as a traveling fisherman. But I am home wherever you are near. There's no life in anything when you're not here. Destined for philosophy, leading leftist ideologies at the Paris Sorbonne, dreaming of the splendid demise of the societies we despise at Café de Flore. But these things lose all their meaning and allure. You're not there to witness the grandeur. One could take my love away. Congo, revolutionaries in Cuba, perhaps we'll build a home in the shadows of the forest, along the east coast or the west coast. I forget where we decided. As long as I'm with you and we do it, trade the views in for any palette. Nothing can take my love away. No, nothing can take my love away.
Yay! I hope you guys liked that one.
They're from Cape Town, South Africa.
Yeah, they're just starting up, and yeah, they're kind of cool. Really cool. Check them out. Yellow House. So I got a text from my mother. Hi, Mom. And she was telling me about her songs that make her melt. And I had to share this one because I feel like everybody would appreciate this. Titanium.
By David Guetta.
Yeah, David Guetta. That makes my mom melt.
Yeah, buddy.
Love that. Love you, Mom. One. So that's glad you're listening. Guys, please seriously send us the songs and we will listen to them and also give you a shout out. So, yeah.
So we're going to move on to a song called Down the Line by Beach Fossils. Tess actually showed me this song like last year and I became obsessed with it.
Yeah,
as she is too.
Yep. For 2 years, this was my number one most played song. You'll listen to it, and it's just kind of like a go-to song.
Yeah.
Like, you can never go wrong.
It's easy.
With this song.
So we're going to play it for you.
You
So we just found the headphones to the studio. So now we can listen to ourselves do this.
It's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. Oh my God, wait, let's turn on the... Oh my gosh, that's so weird. This is what you guys are hearing. Oh,
anyway, wow. So I got another response for songs that make you melt. This one's from Jeremy, my lover, all the way from Cornell. He says, "Off She Goes," love that song. Excuse me, and
wow,
Michigan.
Wow, you can hear everything on this. You can hear how sick we are. Oh my gosh, that's so loud.
And Michigan, which I love. It's a great song.
I also love
Thank
Michigan.
Thank you, Jeremy. And I hear that my grandma's listening, so I love you, Grandma Judy.
That's so sweet. I hope you like our music. Tell us about this next song, Kayla.
So we're going to listen to, this is actually, I think, probably my favorite band of all time. They're called Attaboy. They have one album they made in, like, 2013, and they have not come out with music since. And I know every single song, and every single one of them probably makes my top 10 favorite songs list, but this one is my favorite of them, and it's called Saccharine. And this song kind of makes me melt, too. It's really, really, really good. It's such a special song. It really is.
And, like, a really good band. Yeah. I remember when Kayla and I were just starting to become friends, we started to realize that we had the same music taste. Mm-hmm. And you showed me this band early on when I just started coming into your room and just, like, infiltrating the friend group. And you started showing me this song, and I was like, well, this is it.
This is it. Now we're friends.
Now we're friends, and it's because of this band.
Yes. Yeah. So here we go.
All right.
Close to home, my lovely daring boy. You got the world at your feet. You ain't heard much yet, but my raspy
Welcome back.
Oh, I want to hear myself.
So that's Attaboy. I hope you liked them.
Check them out. Check them all
only
out.
Only one album. It's not a big commitment. There's only like 10 songs. They're all amazing.
Ooh, my favorite's Jack and Blow, but really? That's also basic.
Well, yeah, it's the number one song, so.
My number one song of the only 4 million people that listen to it. That's not that much, honestly.
2012 is their only album, 10 songs, that's it.
Wow, that's sad. That's like, oh, one of my, now we'll talk about them another time.
All right, anyway, we're going to move on to our next song. It's by a group called Mount Joy, which is a really cute, it's kind of like Camp. I think they toured together, actually. They're very folksy and cute. And yeah, it's an upbeat song. It's fun and happy. So
kind of a different vibe than we've been going for today.
It's good. It's good.
It's like our songs have been like, nah, they've been good. They've been good. Just a little down.
All right, here we go.
All right.
We don't come down, we just stay up all year, counting our vices, dear, and the shit that got us here. But when I looked, it didn't have to be a language, no written rules or commandments. It was enough to be alive. One by one, two by two, Miss Jenny Jenkins. You know I wouldn't change things, even if I made it. So we take our time and skip around some. And my love is all to run. And my love is all to run. Chase it down. I'm dying on promises, dear, in the Hollywood sun. One by one, two by two, Miss Jenny Jenkins. You know I wouldn't change things, even if I made it. So we take our time and skip around some.
Yay! So that's
that was Mount Joy.
That's that song.
I liked it. I really liked it. The next song we're gonna play is "The Greeting Committee" by The Greeting Committee.
What?
It's okay. That's okay. That was the band. They opened for Hippocampus when we went to go see them last semester.
Yeah, we went on a very impromptu concert. It was really funny because this is a decently, the band that played is called Hippocampus, and we're gonna play one of their songs later. And they're a decently well-known band. Like, I think if you ask most people who listen to this kind of music, they would know them.
Probably listened to, like, South.
They did not go to D.C. They didn't go to Philly. They decide to come to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
The Steel Stacks.
The Steel Stacks. And it was a great concert. It was this tiny little venue.
We got to go. It was $25. It was the best experience of our entire life.
We were so close to them, and we didn't really know the Greeting Committee all that well. Actually, my favorite song of all time is by them, but I didn't
really?
Know.
Really? I didn't know it was your favorite.
Hands down,
it's your favorite song.
My favorite song.
There you go.
But I didn't know any other songs by them, and we were like, oh, we're just here for Hippocampus and that one song. And then it turns out they were absolutely incredible.
They were, we were like, how could Hippo be better than them? And they were so good, like matched it.
I'm literally in love with the lead singer.
The lead singer, she's incredible. This song is so full of emotion.
It is.
She performed for us. She was like, she literally asked the audience, she was like, guys, I need to ask you something. You cannot say a word during the song.
Yeah, it was dead silent.
You cannot cheer. You cannot sing along. You can't do anything.
You just have to feel.
And it's because this, like, I'm pretty sure the song is like a healing process for her.
Mm-hmm.
She was on stage. She was like, there's just so much emotion, like writhing and like pain. And
yeah.
I was so cool.
It's really powerful.
It was
she was
so
in this
cool.
pink pantsuit. She's so cute.
She's so cute. Oh my gosh. Look them up. Listen to all their songs.
The Greeting Committee. Yeah, they're amazing. So we are obsessed with them, and this is one of our favorite songs.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Call in the morning, say that you love me. I'm always waiting, I'm always waiting.
Say that you love me.
So, story about that song, we already told it, but during that whole, like, last outro there, everybody was dead silent, and she was just lying. It was amazing. It was like incredible. It just brings us back. So, it's great memories, great memories. All right, Kayla, tell us about the next song.
So, this song is by a band called Del Water Gap, and it's funny because I found it this summer, and I didn't know what the Del Water Gap was, and I told my dad about it, and he was like, the Del Water Gap is literally right near Easton,
Delaware water,
which is where
Delaware
we are.
River.
So a few months ago, I guess, last semester at some point, me and Tessa and a few of our other friends, like, hiked up there, drove up, took a hike. It was a beautiful day. So every time I hear Del Water Gap, I'm like, oh, my God, that's so fun. Because
it reminds us of that day.
And there's a lot of really, really good songs by them. But this is one that we like. It's a little more underrated. It's called Deirdre, which we had a very, very tough time spelling, let me tell you.
I'm pretty convinced I'm dyslexic, so, yeah. But anyway. I'm not even sure if they're from the Delaware Water Gap. That's what I'm trying to figure out right now. That'd be interesting if they're not. Hopefully we'll get
but
to see them at
now.
Some point. Yeah, now this is our home, so. Here's Deirdre by Del Water Gap. Hey again, guys. So I hope you like that song. The next song we're going to play is by Gus Dapperton. We played one of his songs last week, and I'm pretty sure we said that he was Australian. But after doing a little bit of research, we found out that he's from New York, Warwick, New York. So scratch that. But
he only tours in Australia. So basically,
I think maybe we just caught him at the tail end of his tour, and he actually tours everywhere.
Whatever.
He is so good. Like, I have been obsessed with Rit Mamnee, Dayglow, and Gus Dapperton for the past like 3 weeks now. Like, I've only been listening to them.
And he's a weird looking guy.
I'm gonna read you what Wikipedia has to say about him, because I feel like it just summarizes him perfectly. And this is Wikipedia. So, Dapperton has received some attention for his unique fashion style, consisting at some points of his green bowl cut, notable jewelry, eyeliner, and particularly bright colored clothing and thick rimmed glasses. So please look him up. He's such a cool, great music, and cool looking guy.
Like, isn't that weird? He's like so on.
How young is he? Oh, 22 years old. But actually, you have to look up his haircut. It's incredible. So here's Prune You Talk Funny, most known song by him, most popular.
For good reason.
For great reason. It's one of my favorites, like, this year. So get excited. Here it is. Song. So again, I mentioned before, my favorite band as of like this year is Dayglow. They only have like two albums, but he was like, he was in high school when he came out with his first album, Fuzzy Brain.
Fuzzy Brain.
And everything, every single song on it, it's so good.
They're
it's
really
so
upbeat.
Fun.
They're just, like, happy.
And he's great voice. And he made this all himself, just like imagine like in a garage being the successful, like coming up with something this amazing and being this successful after this.
So we're going to play one called Hot Rod.
Yep.
It's a good one. Here we go.
So we're going to try to fit in two songs, but if we can't, we're just going to do one. This is one of our favorite songs that Kayla showed me this one.
This band is also, like, every song is a hit. Like, everyone. I love it so much. It's so good. It's called Your Neighbors.
They're really unknown.
Yeah.
They're just, like, another high school band that's coming out with great music.
Yeah.
They're so
fun. I don't even know how we stumble across these people, but they are so good, and this one's called Chicken.
It's called Chicken. It's so fun.
And one of my friends described them as, this is everything you could want in a song. So, it's a good one.
Wait, quick. Oh. Shout out to all my friends from home that are listening. Grace and Allie, love you so much. Thanks for listening, Mom.
Love you too,
and
guys.
Everybody else out there that's listening, we appreciate you. And I hope you love our music.
This is our final song for the day, so
we'll try to fit another.
tongue tied again. How do I break it? A silence is around a face late, so I'm gonna make it. I think that you like me, but I don't play maybes. So far deep inside my head again, we should probably thinking, shoot your shot, boy, give it a go. Words that happen, did you hear a no? If you don't, then you'll never know. I ain't got no time to wait. You don't get what you don't ask for. I just don't know how to bring it up and let you know what I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy, I'm a sorry soul. I just don't know how to bring it up and wrap my hair for another joke. Other than the one that's right in front of you. Ugh. I'm grade A, bitch, mate. What I want you to say. I'm trying to find the perfect words to say to her. I know that's cliche, no one would say something like that in this day and age. You're overthinking everything. Like shoot your shot, boy, give it a go. Words that happen, you even know. If you don't, then you'll never know. You ain't got no time to wait. You don't get what you don't ask for. Don't know how to bring it up and let you know what I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy, I'm a sorry soul. I just don't know how to bring it up and wrap my hair for another joke. Other than the one that's right in front of you. I'm drinking again to find another thing. I just don't know how to bring it up. Friends or more, what do you really want? Firstly, I ain't thirsty, but I'm worried that I just don't know how to bring it up and let you know what I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy, I'm a sorry soul. I just don't know how to bring it up and my hair for another joke. Other than the one that's right in front of you.
Oh, that song is incredible.
You guys should really listen to their own.
For all the haters out there that thought Chicken was a weird title, that song hits different.
It's a great title.
It's a great title, and the band is incredible. Check out all their music. I'm going to shout them out one more time. Your Neighbors, so underrated. All right.
So that's it for us today.
Please tune in with us next week, same time. Same place, WHRH.
Thank you for listening.
Wait, we gotta say our spiel.
One, three.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Wait, this is, what is
it? The K-Tessa Radio Show.
Wait,
this is Kayla.
Isn't it Contessa?
Okay, Tessa doesn't get it, but it's Barefoot Contessa, which is a cooking show, so we're the Barefoot K-Tessa Radio Hour.
Right.
Okay.
Just tune with us next week.
Thank you guys for listening.
Love you so much. All right. Bye-bye.